And now, time for today's No Sweat News.
Okay. Beautiful.
Current mood in the studio is stupid.
Stupid.
We take you to Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, for story number one. And don't forget, great concert tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
STP tickets?
Mm-hmm. Oh. STP.
Oh, okay. That's big.
Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. Police in Oskaloosa County are looking for two men who tried to break into an ATM machine using a blowtorch. Now, fans of the No Sweat News may remember a previous attempt to rob an ATM using a blowtorch. That time, it ended with the burglars getting into the ATM only to find that the blowtorch had lit up the money.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On fire.
Wouldn't you be melting all the cash?
Well, not melting. They burned them.
They burned it.
Burned the money. And they broke in. They got inside, and there was nothing but ashes. That's not what happened this time. Mm. This time, instead of opening the ATM with the blowtorch, the heat just welded the ATM shut.
Oh, so it was the exact opposite of breaking into a machine.
Yeah, it was.
They sealed it shut.
They kind of sealed it. They kind of fortified it against further break-in.
Probably sealed their fate, too.
When the bank employees showed up for work the next morning, they found the burn and weld marks all over the thing and realized, wait a minute, this is welded shut. So keep it real, people. There's still time for you to pull off the very first successful robbery of an ATM with a blowtorch, and I say, keep hope alive.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're encouraging that, I think a good crowbar is the way to go.
When it happens, we will cover it.
Okay, fair.
Seems very time-consuming, too, using the blowtorch.
It's the jail time that's really time-consuming.
That sucks. That's going to jail like that.
Mm. Dateline Louisiana for story number two. It's a shorty but a goodie. Some pinhead just called 911 because the Taco Bell they were at ran out of taco shells. Hard and soft taco shells.
Whoa.
It was a major emergency.
That is definitely a 911 call.
I was laughing until you said soft as well, because that's what I fancy.
Me
too.
Cops in Slidell, about 15 minutes north of New Orleans, told the caller it was not under their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Whose jurisdiction is it? Is it south of the border's jurisdiction?
Stop me if I'm wrong here, but you're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Food capital of the world.
Oh my God.
You're going to Taco Bell. Right.
That sounds like some American bumpkin from Indiana or somebody.
And Dateline Iceland for our final and greatest story of the day.
Yeah.
Officials in one town have banned men from using hair dryers on their nether regions in the locker rooms at public swimming pools.
You know what? Good on them. I seen those creepy old sons of bitches at the Atlanta Club.
Old is right. They even created a poster showing an elderly man hair drying his testicles with a large circle and X through it.
They do that all the time. They stand there watching the news and blowing hot air on those naughty parts.
The vegetable bits.
I got something to say, but I don't think it's radio friendly here.
Oh, man.
Everything you do is not radio friendly.
I want to know.
No, I'll tell you.
Apparently, this is common practice, especially by older gentlemen who want to avoid putting on their underwear while there's still some moisture on their, you know.
Oh, God.
Hoosie watsies.
And those things look like, you know, elephant.
Elephant titus.
Boy, I tell you, you ever seen an old man naked walking through the locker room? What are you playing golf with those things? What's going on?
How long does it take you to dry off is my question. Why is this process like 35 minutes?
According to the town's press release on the matter, quote, bald older gentlemen with hairy torsos must either bring their own blow dryers or just buy a more absorbent towel.
That's it.
Thank you.
There's no shortage of towels in the world. Pick up two. One for the legs, one for the torso. I don't care.
That's the No Sweat News.
Why do I just have that captain from the movie Airplane going, like, Jimmy, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Exactly. It's disgusting.
We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
Oh,
and, of course, Stone Temple Pilots tickets, Stone STP, the local Summer Slam co-headlining gig with Rival Sons at the Pony Summer Stage on September 15th. Get your tickets today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.